Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
All right, it's Wednesday. It's Goat Busters time. We're busting the G-O-A-Ts. And I've got North City Rizzy right here with me, brother. Okay, so what happens here, bro? We've got we're building a Rushmore. We're building the top four of whatever it is, and bro, we're gonna get straight into it. We've got two. We've got this one first, okay, and then you do one, I'll do one, and we'll adjust as we go. Okay, so today's one is all about Tongan athletes, the top four Tongan athletes of all time, living or passed away. You have the first one. Who are we putting? Who's and it doesn't need to be in an order. It could be whoever. Who are we putting on this Rushmore, brother?
Jonah.
Jonah's up there, eh? You know what, bro? Just off like impact. I remember where I was when Jonah passed away. And it, bro, to this day, I remember I was in America at the time, and I remember the hotel room I was in. Yeah. I remember like how sad I felt. I remember like I saw him. Man, it would have been like 6 months before. And I was like, man, he was looking all good then. You know, yeah, man, it must have been like in Tonga, it must have been. Whew.
Yeah, I think it was more the impact that he had on the international stage that pushed the sport. And for me as a Tongan, just being able to see someone of that magnitude to get that much attention and notoriety and fame, because I was just like, bro, I don't know any Tongans that are unknown in France or like, you know, like who knows a Tongan anywhere? Like, it's just, he just took it to another level. And I think in that time, it just happened so quick and he was so young and such a giant, you know. Like, obviously there's been like some super players that have come through over the years, but I think it was just that period of time where rugby was kind of like, oh, that's a game that they play somewhere.
Yeah.
He just, and then he got a PlayStation game. What?
One of the greatest PlayStation games of all time.
That's what made it goat for me. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. He's just and he was a special dude too. Yeah. Man. Like he could speak, he was articulate.
Yeah.
You know, he speak really well, but also like he was just himself.
Yeah.
You know, he had that massive fusion.
Yeah, like, there's the speakers on the right.
Speakers, and he has his own amp.
Bro,
that had a on it.
We used to get the haircut with the fringe.
Yeah, bro.
And I got it one day.
Hold up. Bro. How long did you have the two in the eyebrow,
that's
brother?
The thing, though. So, like, my parents, they usually don't play like that. Like, no eyebrow thing. So I got the haircut, had the fringe, and they were cracking up. Oh, look at Jonah walking around. I was like, man, I just need the eyebrows. They're like, yeah, you should do it. Like, but my mum was just joking. She wasn't for real. So I went, oh, that was my permission. Went to the bathroom, got the thing, and I came out.
What did you do that for?
Right, I was gone.
Oh, straight to the maternity ward. That's what he would say on
the mascara and just covered it up. Was cool.
Okay, my pick that I'm going to go number two. I'm going to go with Stephen Adams. I got to put Steve up there just because just how huge he is in America. They love him over there.
Yep.
And also, you know, he's a fun loving dude, but he's tough, man.
Yeah.
He's the toughest SOB that's ever been on a basketball court.
Yeah.
There was a survey that went out. What NBA players would you not want to get in a fight with?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's number two. James Johnson, who's Samoan, was number one, and he's like a Taekwondo dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then there's Stephen Adams, who probably, you know, probably just knock you out one punch. But they say he's the strongest NBA, like, person in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a whole persona to him now. It's not even just his skills in that. It's like there's a whole character that comes with Stephen Adams now. But he's definitely the man.
He's the man, bro. All right, number three, bro. Who are you going to go with?
His sister.
Oh,
yeah,
make sure it's Valerie and not Lisa. Hey, Lisa, there's
Dame Valerie, bro. Oh man, she is. I don't know. She's been the goat. Like she's just been owning it. Like you get consecutive number ones, golds, or whatever she's been claiming. That's it. Like there's no question. Like,
and then it goes from that to this coaching, and she's on the committee, and she's like, so like, she's doing a lot for not just and not just New Zealand, but Pacifica more in general.
Yeah,
like just with bringing athletes up.
Yeah, yeah. And there's one moment that when I was talking about assertiveness in our chat earlier, she corrected a journalist during an interview, or like she had a public thing going, and someone said her old name or like her previous name that she had changed, and she just went, no, my name is this now.
Boom.
And I was just like, whoa.
Yep.
And as a youngin, I was like, yo.
Yo. She checked. I've been checked by her. Many times.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about it on the podcast, because she's probably listened to it and she'll go, hey, mate, I told you. I'll give you a knock you out if you say
that. Don't bring that up again.
Sorry, but nah. No, such a beautiful person, inside and out. I went to the premiere of her documentary.
Oh, I've got to catch that.
Bruh.
I haven't seen
beautiful.
That.
Yeah. And but anyway, just you learn about her upbringing and her amazing mother.
Yeah.
Like that passed away. And just you know, how she was brought up, Southern Cross Campus and Mangere and everything like that. It's hard, bro. You know, I've got to get into my fourth one now.
Yeah.
Listen, I've got to say this one, and I'm probably wrong for this one, and we can change them up too later, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my good friend, Junior Fa. Okay? My good doko, Junior Fa.
Yeah.
And just because he's my mate, but not just that, he's just a great dude. He's doing a lot, not just for boxing, but does a lot for autism, dads and autism.
Yeah.
He has a little thing that he does. Oh, cool. His son's got autism, but his son's a beautiful young fella.
Yeah.
And but like he really does, he brings people together, and he's just such the nicest guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. And that's important too, you know. A lot of our dads out there and mothers who have kids with autism or, you know, ADHD or dyslexia, some of these conditions that are foreign or unfamiliar to a lot of people, and just normalizing that. And because I, as a young and growing up, I had an uncle who was a bit autistic, and I just didn't know how to behave. Like, I was just like, it was so new. But if you had those dads that are around or parents are like, bro, he's all good. There's nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Big ups to Junior Fa. He's the man, bro.
Okay, now we got to go through the honorables. The ones we've missed out, we might take some over. Is there any that you can think of, bro?
Honorable. Holy.
I'm going to put a name out here, bro. Jason Tamalolo could be in there.
Oh, yes. 100.
Jason Tamalolo. Man, off the top. There's plenty out there.
I would say, Jace, like their whole movement in the World Cup the other year, where him and the other boys, what's his name? Fifita?
Yep. Both Fifitas, Andrew and, oh man, I forgot the other brother's name.
But it was their whole movement for the MMT, their whole, you know, shift from playing for the tier ones to come to Tonga. Like that was epic. And I think heaps of the youngins were really proud. Like us, even just us adults were like, bro, good on yous, you know? And I think, you know, everything has a lot of time. You got to invest a lot of time into your craft and your profession. But I think they've gotten to a point where, you know, maybe, I don't know, this is just me. They've played for Aussie and they've made enough money where they're at, and they're happy to come through and play for Zilch, you know, because Tonga ain't got no funding, bro, you know. So it's like, my man.
Conrad Harrell could be in there.
Yeah, Conrad.
Connie, you know, there's so many. There's so many out there. And if we have missed any, chuck down. I know that someone's going to say Dan Hooker, but he's just
Daniela Hooker.
Daniela. Okay. Yeah. All right, man. Like, if you do have it, if there's someone we missed, chuck it down in the comments.
Chuck it down.
And I'll blame it on Rizzy because he should have known all that.
Shout out David Luti, though.
Oh, bro, how did I forget this?
Yo. He's got his own mountain. There's Rushmore, and then David Luthi's got his own mountain on the side.
I'm that's actually right low there. Key thinking about moving Junior Fire out and putting David Luthi in there.
That's my man.
But I'm sorry, I can't. Man, I love David Luthi. Yeah. I need to get, we're getting him on here. Okay, so our next Rushmore that we're going to create together, and this is going to be a toughie.
This is interesting.
This is good, right?
Yeah.
New Zealand rappers of all time, brother.
Tom.
Go straight there. Beautiful track too, by the way, just on his things. All right, so Tom is up there for you.
Yeah.
You don't need to sell it to me, brother.
Yeah. I think everyone knows. I just want to say, like, for me, the big thing was, part of it is just when we talk about identity and trying to figure out who you are, I think he really articulated and just painted a picture of who you, like, just Kiwi, you
from
know?
Day and dot two.
With the accent, you know, with the language, the what he said, the way he said it, the sounds that he used, is massive. But yeah, he's still epic.
Bro. How was it being in the studio with him?
It's intimidating. I was gonna say overwhelmed, both intimidating, overwhelming. And I've told him, and I tell others, because I don't do much studio time with people. I'm usually just recording at home. Like, send me the beat, I'll record it at home where I feel comfortable. But the only times I've gone into studio was for 64 Bars with David Dallas, and the other time is with Tom, just doing BVs, like backup vocals for his other projects. And yeah, it's intimidating knowing how genius that dude is. But he deserves it. You know, he's been putting in the mahi, bro.
So for my next one, it's hard for me, you know, because I don't want to miss anyone. We'll go honorables later. But for me, I'm going to go with Amon, aka INF from Sweat It. Okay, I'm going to put him number just up there on my first one. On punchlines, on the way that he sets things up, on all that. And he's just like so creative, and he understands how to do things. I'm going to put Amon up there.
And he's a producer, like makes the beats.
Yeah, he does everything.
Man, he's just sharp. And his voice vocally,
yeah,
he's on. Unique voice. And yeah, I'm still trying to get over his old project with a track called Raw. That tune still gets heavy rotation, and shout out to him, but they'll be doing it for a long time too.
All right, man. What's your pick, brother?
Number three, I'd have to slot in my record in there. Decepticons. Rewa's Hardest.
Yeah, damn right, bro. Rewa's Hardest, bro.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Morocco, bro. You're the man.
That dude been doing it, being sharp, being on his own tier by himself for years. For me personally, him and Tom were neck and neck. Just that was my two goats. But I think it's just apples and oranges, different, you know, rugby union and rugby league. Like, Mariko's just, man, if I was to go to war with anyone in against the world in New Zealand, and I needed some katanas, some sharp swords, he's number one.
He's sharper than anyone.
He's
that
number
dude.
One.
I think, like a lot of people, because during that era, you know, Mariko was like a purist.
Yeah.
You know, you could put, like, we're talking just straight rap, right? So Miracle was like, you would listen to some things, like a freestyle on Major Flavors, and you're just like, why didn't he save that for something? Because that was amazing. But then you look at the stuff that he's already doing, and he's one of those, you know, there's the Easter egg rappers.
Yeah.
So was Tom. So are the other two, the Easter egg ones. So you listen to it one time, you'll be like, and then the more you listen to it, you understand. Like, oh, I didn't get that little Easter egg in
some
there.
Of those gems, and you're like, oh, snap.
Okay. For my last pick, and this is tough. See, I put myself in this position to have the last one, so we get to it. I'm putting Inner City Diggy up there.
Oh.
I'm going Diggy Dupé, because every time, and he coins this saying, rapper's gonna rap.
Yeah.
And every time I've had him on the show, he raps with so much energy and so much just gumption of, I'm gonna say what the hell I wanna say. Mm. Whatever beat you have, chuck it up.
Yep.
And he's a samurai, man, that dude. You know, whatever challenges is there, he'll take it on. And I'm not saying the others wouldn't, but he's just I love his energy. Mm. I love, and he's great with the pen.
Yep.
And yeah, so that would be my thing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Shout out to Diggy, man. He's a epitome of a master of his craft, you know, like someone that's just been honed in, dialed in, tuned in. That's him. When it comes to microphones, the pens, the raps, the bars, that dude is, he's there, 100%. Yeah. No, shout out to bro.
So honorables here, ones that we could possibly change up if you need to.
Mellow. That guy, just even recently, he's been freestyling around us, even though we have like cover and stuff. And I just stare at him. I was like, bro, how do you, you know, but he's just been putting in the time, you know, it's just been that hard yakka. And now he's at a level where he's just like casually just killing it. Punchlines, random, you know, just the rhyming, it's hard, but he's on.
I think D Dot would be in there for me. Like David Dallas, Scribe would be, I mean, if the criteria is around impact, Scribe would definitely be in there.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a whole
so PNC.
Team. Yep, PNC. Oof. There's an old crew member breaking records that used to be in.
Cyphernetic. Oh, yeah.
Shout outs to From Outside, these boys from, they're from everywhere.
Pat Tuffer.
Yeah, Pat Tuffer, Il Sef, Sven Illy. These are all like, man, it's a whole crew of just That's a whole sword. It's like a whole crew of swords, just super sharp, man. Raw Thought.
Raw Thought's another one.
Yeah, there's so many honorables. And I think what I love at the moment is that there's a little bit of a competition, but it's healthy, you know, within this whole independent thing where everyone's pushing their own music.
Yeah.
And blueprints have been set. Tom Mareko, all of these greats that have been putting on, showing us a path, and the young'uns who are coming through are just filtering, some using the same path, some branching off, but it's like, it's kind of set, you know, there's a road there. But
oh man, dope. But anyway, thank you so much for those, bro. Hey, we want to know your four down here. If you want to repeat all you want. But I'm looking forward to seeing. Hey, and if somebody puts in Rizzy in there, you might get a might get a free T-shirt. Nah, that's what I say. But nah, thanks, and thank you so much, my bro.
Thank you, brother. Woo.
Frank Podcast.
Hello, we're Ellie, Chris, and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers Podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.